I'm Jill DeWitt, co-founder of Land Academy, and today is a very special podcast show I have for you, the Land Academy show. I am very lucky to be able to sit down and have a chat with our RV Life podcast host and Land Academy member. Two things here, Kimberly Crossland. So welcome, Kimberly. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me on. It's always great to be able to chat with you.
So you also with Land Academy, you are wearing many other hats, it sounds like. So you're a Land Academy, you're a land investor, you do RV life things. So tell me a little bit about what all you have going on right now.
Yeah, you're right. It is a lot, and it's probably too much. And I'll get into how that too much inspired me to join Land Academy, actually. So I've been in business for myself for 12 years. I started off as a copywriter, moved into business coaching. In the middle of that time, I had my own children, and so went pretty much full-time mom, but then also had my side gigs, a couple of clients here and there just to keep the money coming in. And then 2020 hit. In January of 2020, I had one client at the time. I had reduced down to just one client. And I had this moment where I realized I can't do it anymore. I'm too stressed out. I found myself driving my children home from preschool, hoping that they would go to sleep. And I thought, this is my priorities are too out of whack here. Something's got to give. This is not the way I want to have my motherhood be, you know? And so I reached out to my, I had this kind of out of body experience where I reached out and I said, I can't do this anymore. I told my client that. And my husband was very supportive at the time, and he still is very supportive, but he understood and he agrees that my top priorities are is our children, of course. And so a couple months later was March 2020. That's when the world shut down and we went through the whole pandemic. And in that moment, I realized, okay, I'm supposed to be here right now with my kiddos because they are not going to school. And I could not have continued to do that. Do what I was doing, working with a consultancy and just very busy all the time with my work. And I had to have this very focused, quiet time, which when you have a 2 and a 3 year old at home, you don't get that quiet, focused
Yeah.
time. So, long story short, I closed the doors on that business. I kind of reopened them under a different capacity, but that's still 4 years later, a work in progress of what that's actually going to look like. And about a year ago, my husband and I were talking again, as we do every single day. And he said, you know, a friend of mine has started this land investment thing. And I think it sounds kind of fun. We're RVers. We're not full-time RVers. We like to just go out and have fun and travel for longer distances and longer periods of time. So we're a little bit more than weekend warriors, but we're not full-timers. And so he thought, you know, this land investment deal could be something that we could bring in money while we're on the road. And I thought, yeah, sure, go for it. And so he joined, and I kind of watched over his shoulder as he was doing things and started to get to know a little bit about the process, watch the videos. And then he sent out his first round of mailers and he said, okay, you might be getting some phone calls. And I thought, okay, I'm ready for that. Get me
This
on
is
the phone.
good.
I'm fine. I love talking to people. And so I did. And I got to answer the phone. I got to talk to some people. And we ended up finding that this is actually really fun. We really, really enjoyed it. At the same time, I was also launching a stationery line, Cruising and Campfires, and I still have that line. And it all just kind of made sense. As much as it felt like I was standing in a cash machine with all these opportunities and all these ideas that I was trying to pull down, I realized that I need to be grabbing the right ones. And in doing so, I need to make sure that they make sense for my family. I cannot go back to having that exhaustion, that burnout from, you know, being in the consultancy world or working, you know, as my own boss, but doing something that required me to be on 24 hours a day. It was too exhausting. And so finding this opportunity has been that settling that, you know, I get to make money, I get to have my passion, I get to have my purpose, but most of all, I get to be with my children. And I don't have to worry if they're going to get sick and I've got to cancel a bunch of calls, or, you know, I don't have to worry if they're going to have to miss school or anything like that. We can hit the road, we can live our lives fully, and we can have such a good time doing so.
So it sounds like with this, you said a stationery line. That is so
Yes.
cool. That's
Thank
like,
you.
oh, how fun is that? So that and land flipping, So is everything that you kind of do now, you could do from anywhere?
Yes. Yeah,
No.
fully remote, which is lovely.
Oh, so it's just the school thing holding you back a little
Right.
bit.
And don't you think for a second we haven't thought about road schooling and traveling
Right? I
the
was waiting for that. You know, that's the only
country.
thing I can see that, but like, shoot, years ago I realized if I taught my kids, somebody's gonna die. You know, that I'm not the best person. I don't think I could do that. I have a huge respect for people who homeschool and do all that, but I'm like, that is, I know that I am not cut out for that.
Right. I'm the same. I mean, I can possibly see myself doing it, but it's certainly, they love going to school. They love being with their friends. And I love that quiet time when they're at school where I can go and I can dig into data or I can draw and I can market my stationery line. I can have that time for myself too. So it all works out for
You're
everybody.
probably still young enough now, though, that if you wanted to take a little extra time and be out on the road a little bit and things like that, we're not going to mess up their SATs.
Correct. Yeah, actually my oldest turns 8 tomorrow, which is hard to believe, and then my youngest is 6. So we certainly have taken them out. Actually, for the RV Life Entrepreneur Summit, we took them out of school for a whole week, brought them in person to the summit. They played on this dirt hill because my kids, I mean, taking them to look at land and taking them out, they're just put them in nature and they are happy little children. And they'll go and find fun wherever they're at. It's just awesome. So yeah, we've definitely taken them out of school for a week, a couple weeks at a time. Bring along some homework. We sit and we'll read together at the campfire. We're happy to do that. So they definitely don't fall behind and their SAT scores are going to be just fine.
Exactly. Isn't it great too that the all the things that you do that you can, it's working them around your life, not the opposite, which is what a lot of us traditionally do. Lord knows I did that for years and years, and it was exhausting until you take a step out and realize, wow, I can, there's a whole big world out there and I can make money and sometimes even more money doing other things. So like, what's been your like financial land flipping journey? I know you guys are kind of early, you're a year in, right? So how has it gone so far, with your deals?
Yeah, so we're definitely profitable. I will say that we have, and what I love about Land Academy is it's not like if you don't go all in from day one, you're never going to get your money back. That was not at all how we wanted to approach it because, like you said, we've got our children. We've got, my husband works full time doing his thing already. And so we had that balance. This was going to be an added layer of just something fun that could also bring in some extra money. And so we took it slowly. We took our time getting into it, and we have definitely, like I said, made back our money. We've made, I don't know if you want like exact numbers, but all
Bring
right, let's throw them out.
it.
So we've made $37,000,
Nice.
which is not bad extra spending money, right?
How many deals was that?
That was actually only one deal.
Oh, great. Okay, that's even
Yeah.
better. So imagine, Kimberly, if we do one of those a month.
Right, exactly. Well, and this is where we found that proof of concept and we got through a busy season. We're like, okay, this is where we're going to continue. It makes sense. Financially, it makes sense. Time-wise, it makes sense. Everything makes sense. So let's continue down this path because this is where we can make money. It's fun, by the way. I've taken over on our second, we just sent out our second round of mailers. And I've already gotten lots of really good phone calls, by the way. They've been really fun for me to answer every single one of them. It's been really fun for me to answer. And I'm in talks right now. So by the time this airs, I could be making more money. Just never know. But
Great.
it is. It absolutely is. But this round, the reason why it took maybe a little bit longer for us is because I wanted to, and Stephen, my husband, also wanted us to go and have me do from start to finish. In the beginning, the first time he did it, he did all the data stuff and then I did the phone calls and then we kind of came together at the end and we both went and we signed all the deals. And so that was a great approach to it. But in order for me to feel confident answering the calls, I wanted to kind of get my hands dirty in it as well and really learn it. I think there's so much value in it. And so I've been walking through step by step. And I've actually had a lot of fun. Who knew it? Working in Excel could be so fun.
Right?
actually did. I kind of nerd out on this stuff and I was like, oh, this is really cool. And like scrolling all over Zillow and everything. So we've had a good time doing it, but I took my time to get that second mailer out. And then of course I'd ask him questions and it's just a fun way to work together. You never know being, I mean, I think you probably know because you do work with your spouse, but you never know how it's going to be. And so being able to have both of us be so involved in every element at the beginning of it, that way we can divide and conquer when we realize,
Perfect.
oh, this makes more sense for you to do, this makes more sense for you to do. And then you become a really strong team, which has been really cool for us to talk through and work through as well.
That's so good. So has he kind of transitioned to put like, are you kind of the head of the land business right now?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And
Oh,
it's been
smart
really
man.
great.
Okay, this is all perfect. I think he planned this and I think he was brilliant. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna bring this in. I'm going to test it. I'm going to get her involved. I'll get Kimberly answering the phones. I'm going to show her we can make money. And then light bulb moment, like, okay, I just made $37,000 off one deal. All right, I see this works. And now we can kind of pivot you. That's awesome.
It is. It was very genius of him.
Totally. This is the beginning of like, this is your journey in Land Gals. I'm working on that this year. And there's so many strong, look at us. You're a perfect example of strong female land investors that are having these light bulb moments in our space. And I love it. And I'm going to argue, I'll tell you again, kudos to your Stephen, because we women make very different decisions. I know that we look at data differently, and we definitely look at these deals when they come back differently. And I think that sometimes we are a little more subjective. I'm really careful. Like now, even more than 15 years ago, I really look at these deals looking for something wrong with them, and I'm like, if I'm doing it, I feel great about it. And then out of my way, it's going to be a good deal. So that's so cool. I think a lot of women we use different things that we look at, and we can go into that another time. But it's so interesting. So I love that. What a great transition for you guys. Now, can he take orders from you? Like what roles have you left with him at this point in your land business?
Yeah, so really can he take orders from me? I like that question. No, he cannot, but that's okay.
Okay, got it.
But it's so it, the way that we approach it is so, for example, yesterday I got a phone call from a very kind man, and he said, you know, I got your letter in the mail. I'm really interested. And then, of course, there's always price negotiation. That's just par for the course. But he said, you know, and we weren't actually that far off. And so, the way that, so I'll get all that data, he'll look it over, my husband will look it over, and then we'll say, all right, time for the mailers to go out. Then I'll get the phone calls, I'll talk with the people, and then if there's something that makes like I'm thinking this could make sense, then I'll hand it over to him and he'll look it over and he'll run the numbers and he'll say, oh, actually I'm noticing this and maybe it doesn't make as much sense, or let's come back with this offer and then I'll look at it again. And so we're very collaborative on that piece, and so I'll be the communicator. I actually don't love the phone, but I don't mind it in these situations. And so he'll kind of relay and converse with me on that, and we'll decide together yes or no on a deal. But really, I'm the one that's carrying that part of the business. That it is good to have him though, and I really, really appreciate being able to say, hey, this came in and this is a good deal. Because I'll tell you, I don't know if you're familiar with the Enneagram, but it's like a personality
I'm a
test.
seven. What are you? I
I'm a
know.
two.
Oh,
I'm a
okay.
two to like two to a
Jackson eight
T.
all day long. Yeah, we know that very well. Yep.
Right. And so, but I'm a people pleaser. So, like
Yep.
yesterday, when I got this call from this very kind person, and he was just wonderful, we chatted for a long time. And when I got the call, I thought, oh, I want to just do this because I just want to work with him. I want to be a people pleaser. So, my husband is a five. I think
Okay.
he's a five wing seven. And he was like, more practical about it. He didn't have that emotional investment involved. And so I'm going to give the guy a call back today and we'll continue the negotiation process, but I have a little bit more of the data side of it from my husband, or I feel like, okay, yeah, no, that you're right. Going into it, I can see these numbers and how we're approaching this a little bit differently. And so he helps keep me grounded from those emotional decisions at times. When you're hearing these stories, you know, some people I've talked to, people who just became grandparents and they were excited about selling their land because where they had thought they were going to build, now they don't want to because they want to be close to their family. And I understand that. And I just love hearing those stories. So he helps to kind of keep the emotions out of the transaction a little bit. And so we can make smart deals for ourselves, but also be very strategic about how we're moving forward and do so with kindness and humanity and empathy as well. So it's a really good match made in heaven, I think.
You picked on, you got two really good things there, well, three. One is, yeah, using each other as another pair of eyes, especially when you come into new areas and you're learning the area. I'm sure after four, five, six deals, you're gonna like, I know this part of the county, I know that part of the county, I know this part of the county. You're gonna already be able to, you know, you'll have a decision. You'll probably go, hey, I just wanna confirm what I'm thinking is true, make sure I'm not missing anything. You know, that's awesome. And the second thing is about these building a relationship with these sellers is so critical. And that's one of the things too that I think we women do really well. You know, we are, it's hard, first of all, when you answer the phone and you're in a good mood and you're happy and you have a sweet voice, it's really hard for people to get mad at you for sending you this. You know, for you sending them this offer, it's kind of funny. I'm sure you probably had those. You could just tell. You pick up the phone, and I'm like, "Hey, this, you know, this is Jill. You know, land companies. This is Jill or something." And they'd be like, all of a sudden, they're like tripping over their stuff because they were like ready to let me have it, but they're like, "Shoot, I can't scream at this person." You know, it takes all the wind out of their sails. So, and I love, I tell everybody, you know, you're doing it perfectly. Having that relationship, Kimberly, is going to make every single one of these people want to sell to you, period. I don't care who they've talked to, what's going on. Even if they offered more, you are pleasant and easy to talk to, and you're helping them solve this problem. And it sounds like by nature, you're probably letting them know this is going to be really easy. Don't even worry about it. I know what to do. I'll take care of everything and make sure you get paid exactly what we agree on. That's huge. So
Yeah, the
you could
first
go
the actually the
far.
deal that we did, there was a time when I don't want to say we lost contact with the seller, but there had been a few extra days that had gone by, and my husband said, "Do you mind reaching out to him and just making sure things are okay? We're still on track." And I was like, "Absolutely." And so I called, and the guy could not have been nicer. He's like, "Oh my goodness, I'm so glad that you called. I've been meaning to get in touch with you." And you know, it was that instant, like there's no animosity or anything like that. It is that relationship building. I didn't call and say, "Hey, where's that? Where are you? Why haven't you gotten us this paperwork?" I called and just said, "Just wanted to check in. Is there something that you need from me so that we can continue the process?" And he was like, "Oh my goodness, no, I just needed this phone call. Thank you for reaching out." And he was just so nice, and it was a lot smoother than you might think. Now, I have worked in customer service prior to starting my own business. Well, obviously, when you're in your own business, you're still in customer service always, but I've had some really bad experiences with people in customer service, and I've not experienced that here. Even when we've gotten the so-called hate calls, even when people are like, "This is way too low. I'm pretty sure you left off a zero." I didn't leave off a zero, but okay, you know, those kinds of things. People aren't as angry when and upset, because it's just like you said, when they hear somebody on the other end, female or male, it doesn't really matter, as long as it's a real person who's ready to just build that relationship and can speak to you like a human. Now they're like, "Oh, you're not going to send me in circles. Oh, I can just tell you no, or I can just tell you yes, and we can talk through it." It suddenly just feels different. And I've seen that instant diffusal of people when they're like you said, they call and they're ready to get all feisty, and they're like, "Oh, I can't. I can't. There's no reason to."
Exactly. That's it. I just speak to them like it's my brother or my mom or my grandparent. You know, that's all anybody really wants. And if there's a deal to be made, let's do it. And if there's not, and you're never going to sell, okay, I respect that. I'm not here to talk in anything. So thanks for letting me know, and I wish you all the best, kind of thing.
Exactly. It's just that
So,
easy.
100%. I was gonna say too, the third thing was the Enneagram. I'm so laughing at that because I found that I want to say 3 or 4 years ago, I had a girlfriend that turned me onto it, and so I went and got the book before I took the test. And I think the book I read is The Road Back to You, I want to say. So
Okay.
I went into it, you read it, starts with the one, it goes all the way through, and I'm like, I thought I knew what I was. I'm like, oh, I'm this. I know it. I can tell. I think it was one because I thought, because my dad, I think was a one, like kind of a perfectionist, and I tend to have neat piles and need things kind of organized and a little bit perfect, like please don't eat food in my car kind of thing. Some cars yes, some cars no, or what comes in the car goes out of the car. I'm that kind of a person too. So I thought that's what it was, and then I took the test and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not that at all. I'm a seven. Then I'm like, yeah, I know that really makes sense. And then I learned about the wings and all that. So I started relaying that to Jack right before one of our early on career path sessions. He's like, what is this? What are you talking about? And I'm like, and he never is into any of this stuff. He's like, this is, not him. It's kind of weird. It's a little touchy feely, he goes there, but not that far. And so he's like, I'll take the test. I'm like, you should. So he took the test and he's like, in. So we started from that point on. Every single person in Career Path, we pay for and make them take the test. And it is so funny for, everyone to see. You think you know, but you're not always that way. And then when you read up about it, it just all makes so much sense. And for me, I love it because, and why Jack, we coach about that in the early sessions of Career Path, because it's so important to really know and understand who you are and who you're working with and who you're dealing with, because you can't square peg and round hole this. You need to know who you are. You need to accept what you're good at, what you're not good at. It's okay, and then it helps you kind of, lean into what you need, even for your business, not just life, but and not just a partner, but all of that too. So I love that you brought that up. It's so funny. And we all know what we are right away now.
Right.
So it's so good. It's funny sometimes because usually it's week two in Career Path where we share with all of us, and I'm like, oh boy. Like the very first career path, I swear all but one person was an eight. It was the funniest thing. And
Oh,
I'm like,
wow.
oh, there's a lot of Jacks running around there. And so you can, and then they some like the group we have right now, it's more communication people. And we've had actually a lot. This particular career path we're in right now, we're wrapping up number nine next week, is mostly women, which is really cool. I'm like loving seeing that pivot, but it's such a good fun thing. So I'm glad you did. You make your husband take it, by the way?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
you said that. He's like a five, you said?
He's a five and he's a lot like your husband. He was like, I'm not so into this. But then that one, he did take it because I forgot the name of the book now, but a friend gave me a book where it's like illustrations of each of the different Enneagrams. It's really kind of a cool book. And so I asked him to take it and then I showed him what that means for him. He said, oh yeah, I can see that.
That the
And but it's
investigator,
helpful.
I
I think
think.
so. It's been a little while since I've looked into it specifically for him. I know
Good.
I'm the people pleaser, but I'm also a little bit of a perfectionist. It all just bleeds together. But also, it's important to know because, like you were saying, and I love that you guys do this in Career Path because if I was not aware of my people pleasing tendencies and my abilities to so quickly get emotionally invested in people's stories, I might not be as easy to hand over these deals to my husband and say, can you put your eyes on these? Can you help me to discern, is this yes or no? Or especially in the beginning stages. So it's good to have that self-awareness, like you said, because now you know how to approach your business and you're not shy about it. And you can just say, this is just how I am. And it's okay. But also, here's how we can make sure it doesn't stand in my way of success, but also I can use my unique abilities to amplify my success.
So you could, so you're, is it a two? Is that what you are? Yeah. You
A
can
two,
walk
yeah.
in and go, Hey, my inner two's coming out. I need you to look at this. Make sure I didn't
Exactly.
miss anything. I need your five. This two needs your five.
Right.
That's
This is why
good.
we work.
Totally. Me as a seven, like he's the eight, I'm the seven. All I want to do is go have fun. How quickly can we get through this and go have fun? So he has learned to, bless his heart, when we have like, we have important weekly, you know, like partners meetings, and he has learned to try to soundbite things and deliver them. So he, my eyes don't gloss over. he's very good at saying, I can tell I just lost you. And I'll say, yeah, you're right.
Well, it's good. It's all about the awareness.
Totally, really good. So flipping land on the road and with kiddos, like, so what's your, how long can you guys, you know, take off at a, I know you took a week off. I mean, do you have goals to take a month off this summer? Or like, because I know a lot of people here are want to hear about, you know, the remote awesomeness of land flipping, because you could really do it from anywhere. So how do you guys do that?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually did just take several weeks off. It was in October, late September, early October of last year. And I'll tell you, the only problem that we had was we were driving through these gorgeous areas and you just start seeing like, oh, there's lots of land here. There's lots of land here. Look at this. And then, so you, but it's both a blessing and a curse in a way, because part of, you know, it's a blessing because you're seeing new areas and now you're familiar with them. So to your point earlier, when you do get those phone calls and you're more familiar with the area, you can say, ooh, that might not be exactly where we think that we can resell. Or you can say, this is a hot market and I have the data to prove it, but I can also visualize it. And so being able to talk through it when we're selling it makes it, it's just so much easier. So there's that. But then if you're driving through beautiful areas and you just want to hold on to all the land,
that's
that
the
can be,
problem.
that can be problematic.
Exactly. Like, shoot, I don't know if I can sell it. Like, okay, you can't do that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So that was really fun and easy, but we're gathering up the zip codes and then you go back and you don't have to, yes, you can bring your computer along with you, but you don't have to have, you know, a huge setup with massive screens, and you don't have to have like this very, you know, printers and all these computers. You just need to have what we already all have as our cell phone, right? We already have that in our pocket. And so you have to have that. And then if you have your laptop, and you can just start opening up all the files that you give in Land Academy and just start crunching the numbers, working through all the different tests. And it actually is pretty simple. It doesn't have to take as long. I mean, in the beginning, it took me a little bit longer because I wanted to, you know, make sure I was doing it all right. And I wanted to learn and play around a little bit just because I was having fun in Excel.
Yeah.
So that was a me thing. But it's just a good way to kind of really get to know what you're doing. And then once you have it down, I mean, it can go really quickly. You've got the zip codes. If you go and you confirm that, oh yeah, this is the right market, this passes the test, then you can go and start pulling the data and working it at your leisure. I mean, most recently we went to Utah for a week and we're sitting at this particular campground. We're sitting there, our camp spot just happened to back up to this, a ton of dirt and hills. It was a path for people to walk their dogs. We had next door to us several neighbors that had kids. And so our kids are playing with their kids. And we can just sit back. We can see our children. We're there. We're present with them. If they need water, we'll yell at them to get water breaks, you know, but we can also be there just us and we can talk and we have internet connection and we can do what we want to do as well. So it's this gorgeous balance of being able to, you know, you can work when you feel like working and you can also close it up when you don't feel like working.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't know that I was a land person. I've always loved it, like, you know, but until I really got into this, I'm like, shoot, I'm a land nut. I really do love it. I'll go out and I just want to be out there and exploring. We just got new, like, then we had more kind of a street bike and now I'm like, this is not cutting it. We've started to go into some areas where I just can't go. So I'm like, we need some real mountain bikes now. So we have those too. And I can't wait to get those out. But yes, they are a little bit pedal assist. I'm very excited because I want to get there and wherever I'm
Yes.
going.
Yeah. That's your Enneagram 7 there.
It is exactly. So what do you have any tips for anybody that's, thinking about taking a leap and doing something like you guys are doing?
The first tip I would say would be to, if you are doing this as a duo, a partnership of any kind, make sure that you both go through the full process. It's so beneficial. It doesn't mean you're going to have to stay there forever, but just understanding it really helps you speak better when you're answering the phone and know more. I mean, you don't have to have all the details about all the thousands of mailers that you send out. Of course, that's why we have it on the screen for us. But just understanding where to look in that file, understanding what someone is talking about and those questions to ask, and what you're looking for as you're doing your own due diligence is really valuable. So I've really loved that even though we've taken kind of the slower roll into it, we've done that intentionally because we know that as this is just how we approach things, we like to get to know them really, really well, and then we can go as quickly as we want after that. And so that's kind of where we're at. We're like ready to up that hockey stick curve. And so we've been level, steady Eddie at the beginning because we want to both get to know the entire process start to finish. And then up we go. I also, I'm not great like you are at piles and like organization, but I am great at digital organization. And we've found using, we use Airtable. Also using Excel, yeah, having that as a way that you can go and track what conversations you're having, especially because every single mailer, you're going to get multiple phone calls. And so being able to lean into, oh, this is what we talked about. Going every single time I have a conversation with someone, I will go and write down a few of those details. So I know that if that person calls me back, I can ask about their grandchildren that they're going to go visit. Or I can ask about, how was the weather in Alaska? They're in Alaska where they have land in Arizona. They don't want to come back. They want to stay in Alaska. Go figure. I'm from Arizona. So of course, I like
Exactly.
Arizona. But being able to have those conversations, to your point about the relationship building, if you can see that they're calling or you know that you're about to call them back and you can just pull that up and have that little personal tidbit, it warms up the conversation, makes it easier for you to get that yes, but also just makes it feel really more fun. The whole deal just feels a little bit more fun. You can let your hair down a little bit. I'm all about, as buzzy of a word as this is, I am all about the authenticity and I like being able to, I feel better showing up when I can just show up as me. And so that really helps me put my guard down too. And some of these conversations that can feel very data heavy and, rigid at times, it makes it so it doesn't feel like that anymore. So just being able to squirrel away, setting yourself up in the beginning is going to go so far to having that relationship building down the road. And then finally, I would say just to have fun with it because it actually is more fun than you might think when you think about rows and columns, because you're now able to see these places on a map. And you can possibly, if you're like us, go drive the areas and say, oh, look at this. This is where we just drove close to where we sold that piece of land. We went there a couple months ago and looked at the area. And it's just fun to see because you've got some of that emotional investment in it now. Even if you never put your feet on the ground there, you talked about it, you looked at pictures, you had a photographer out there, you've been through those steps. And so it's really fun. It kind of adds some color to your travels and it just makes it more exciting. And then of course you are going to want to go and buy the land for yourself because it's just so fun. But that's a good
That
problem to have.
happens. It's funny that that's more Jack than me. It's hilarious. He has a couple of properties that he fell in love with, and I accidentally, well, I didn't accidentally, I sold them, and he's like, hey, what did you? I'm like, I had to, I mean, you told me this, this is what we do. I can get you another one. He's like, okay,
Right.
I can buy more. It's okay. So that is so cool. Thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your experience and your knowledge and your advice for people looking at doing something similar. Where can folks find you and follow you in your journey? Because you're not my normal guest. You have your own other great stuff going on.
Well, thank you. Yeah, come over and say hi to me over on Instagram. I'm instagram.com/Kimberly.Crossland. So just my name with a period in between. I'm also at Cruising and Campfires on Instagram, and I've got roadpreneur.com is my website. I've got a newsletter where I just talk about what I'm doing in the world. And then I also have cruisingandcampfires.com. That's my stationery line for RVers specifically.
Love it. Thank you again. And I can't wait to hear, Kimberly, about your next deal number two and deal number 10 and deal number 200. I'm excited to see what's coming. You have a great foundation, and obviously you start out with a bang. So I can't wait to hear how that goes. So thanks. Take
Thank
care.
you so much. Thank you.